Praise the Lord. This is Rose again with you, and I'm here with Clear Vision today. I have an exciting program for you. I have a guest on the air with me today, Lisa Elliott from Center of Hope in Knoxville, Tennessee. And boy, does she ever have powerful words from the Lord today. So we're going to get into our message here about hope. We're going to learn how to hope in the Lord. We're going to learn how to have courage, how to have confidence in God, and how to stand knowing that no matter what's going on in your life today, right now, you can have the hope of the Lord. See you in a minute.
God's royal confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's royal confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's royal confidence with a seed gift of any amount.
Glory to God. I am so thankful. We have started this program now for three times. I'm just really ready to absolutely trust God that this is going to be one of the greatest programs I've ever done. We're going to talk about the hope of the Lord. We're going to talk about His confidence in us. He has confidence in you, and He has confidence that you're going to come into places that you've never dreamed. And today we've got Lisa Elliott with us from the Center of Hope down in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm going to get the privilege of interviewing her, and we're going to have a fabulous program here. So right now let's get into the scripture. Let's start talking about Psalm 37, where the Lord says, "Trust and lean on me, be confident in me." Now, I'm reading, as you know, when Rose reads the scriptures, I read them to be applied to you. I don't read them exactly how the Lord wrote it in here. But He says, "Trust, be confident in me, and do good, and you will dwell in the land and surely feed on my faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Be still. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for me. Wait for me and patiently lean yourself upon me. Fret not yourself because of anyone who is wicked or prospers in their way. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." You may have no peace in your life today. You may have no hope. You may feel like you've lost all hope. You may be dealing with a circumstance where someone in your life has just devastated you, or you've had a devastating experience. Recently, I had a big old barn on my farm burned down to the ground. I was up in Maynardville, Tennessee, preaching the gospel, and while I'm there, this huge 20,000 square foot barn was just going to the ground. And folks, I want you to know that no matter what's going on in your life, you can have the hope and confidence of God. God has confidence in you. He has determination for you. He has expectations for you. He wants to renew you. He wants you to understand that you can believe Him beyond anything you've ever dreamed. God wants you to know that when you hope in Him, like Romans 8:24 says, when you hope in Him, then you are saved. See, when you received your salvation, you didn't receive it because you knew anything other than you decided. So today, I want you to decide. I want you to know that you can make that decision. You can have the hope of the Lord. You can hope in Him, and He has hope in you. He has expectations. There's times in our life that we pray about things and we desire things, and we ask the Lord and we go before Him and we speak His word, and then we wait. And during that time of waiting, the enemy tries every way to get you discouraged. He tries you to forget about the Lord. He tries you to forget about your confidence in God. He'll try to get you to be hopeless. But honey, hope is for you. The hope of God is for you. God intends for you to stand strong at the throne room of His feet. He intends to answer everything you've ever asked Him. He says He'll never leave you or forsake you. God says that it pleases Him to bring you all the blessings that He has in His life. He has blessings planned. He has dreams. God has dreams beyond your imagination. And God wants you to understand today that the dreams that He has for you, even though you can't imagine what they are, and they're beyond anything you can think, He's going to bring those dreams to pass. You may have someone in a hospital that's suffering from an illness. You may have a child that's suffering from drugs or alcohol abuse. You may have struggled with the prayers that you've prayed for God to bless them, to bring renewal into their life, to bring salvation into their life, to bring His courage into their life, to bring restoration, whatever you've prayed for. You may have prayed for years, but honey, the hope of God never changes. I don't care if it takes you 1 second, 1 day, 1 week, 2 weeks, 6 months, years, 10 years. God is moving, and He's powerful, and He created this entire universe. And you don't have to be concerned about whether He's going to do what He says, because God promised. He promises to do what He says. And what our job is, our part is to believe. Our job is to hope in that. Hope means that we stand firm. Hope means that we come before the Lord and we search Him with all our heart. Hope means that we find Him. Hope means that we are understanding that God and us together, we're the light of the world. Hope means that we are the person that follows after God. Hope means that you never waver. I have times in my life that I waver. I know everybody thinks that Rose is this big, strong pillar of confidence and courage and encouragement and that I can stand for everybody else. But I can tell you for a fact, when things begin to pour onto your life and bombard you from every side, then there's only one place you can go to stand firm. And that's in the Word of God. You all have been looking at my programs if you watch regularly, and you know I have little books that I write of, I call them power tools that I send you. Well, I have another power tool today, and they're going to talk about it. I think Jeff's already talked about it on the air, called God's Royal Confidence. Honey, this book is full of the confidence of God. One of the confidences of God that I love in here, I think, is so sweet as it talks about humility. See, the Lord is our strength. And when we understand that with Him, we don't ever have to be afraid and we can expect Him to help us, that's humility. Humility is not weak. Humility doesn't come before God and cry and whine. Humility stands before God and does what He says. So I want you to stand strong with me today. We're going to welcome our guest in just a few more minutes. And when Lisa comes on the show, you're going to be blessed, because I've been blessed by her. She's a powerhouse woman of God. And we're going to see how she deals with the hope of the Lord down at her great place in Knoxville. I love you so much, and I'm looking forward to having Lisa and having you back. See you in a minute.
God's Royal Confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's Royal Confidence with a seed gift of any amount.
Glory to the Lord. I am so excited, and this is the first program I've ever been allowed or able to do with a guest. I am so thrilled, honey, to have you be able to see and meet Lisa Elliott. Lisa is with the Center of Hope down in Knoxville, Tennessee. She called our ministry about a month ago maybe longer, blessed me on the phone, prayed with me. I prayed with her. She became a partner of the ministry, and I get the privilege today to interview her and glorify God. Just lift him up for you, because you're watching today, and I know as you're watching, there are things that you're praying about. There are things that you're needing. There are things that you're expecting from God, and God is here to give you what you expect today. This is no accident, beloved, that you're watching this program. So let's meet Lisa right now, and let's get on with hearing about her and how she intends to be the blessing to you that I know she's been to me. I love this gal so much, and God told her that she's going to be with me and do things with me. Amen, Lisa?
Amen.
And she didn't know it would be this, and she didn't know it would be this quick. So, Lisa, I want you to just start out, honey, letting the Lord lead you and tell about the Center of Hope a little bit for us.
Well, Rose, the Lord gave me a vision 8 years ago.
Yes.
On my way to work to do this ministry.
Yes.
I was so moved by the Spirit that I quit my job the next day. And in 2 weeks, we opened Center of Hope and began to feed and clothe and minister to the lost. And it's just been an incredible work that the Lord has entrusted us to. And we have seen a lot of souls saved and just the miraculous.
8 years.
And it's been incredible in 8 years what the Lord has done.
Have you ever been discouraged?
Oh, yes. many times I've said...
That was a loaded question, wasn't it?
Yeah, and many times I've said, I need hope.
Yes.
And my kids would say,
yes,
Mom,
yes.
You are Center of Hope. And
thank you,
you've
Father.
Got to have hope.
Yes, Lord.
And but the Lord's always, he's always brought us through.
You know, the thing that I loved about you on the phone and the thing that I love now as I look at you and you were up at, I'm going to cry, you were up at Maynardville at the Fellowship Christian Center at the ministry where I was ministering the other night. And the thing I loved about you on the phone was you were real. You called in, you said, this is what I do, this is who I am, and I need prayer. Yeah. I am discouraged. I need to lift it up.
Yeah.
And then up here at the, when you came up to Maynardville Sunday night, last night, and you spoke up there, I asked you to share a testimony. Honey, you were so enthusiastic. That just blessed me. We can be discouraged, and we can be who we are and do what we do, mm-hmm. but we have the hope of the Lord. We have the confidence of God. And that's what I love about you, is that enthusiasm.
Well, thank you. Well, you preached right to me. I told my husband, I said, if nobody else was there, that word was for me. It was a rhema word, and I needed that.
Thank you, Lord.
It was precious, and I really needed that hope and that encouragement. And,
Thank you, Father.
You know, when I was watching, you know, you on TV, and the Lord said, you're going to meet with her. And I said, Lord, you know, he said, you're going to meet with her. And when I called in, I needed prayer. And as ministers, as an evangelist, we need hope. We need prayer.
Yes, yes.
You know, we've got to lift each other up and
yes,
offer hope
yes,
to each other.
Yes.
But it's just been incredible how short the Lord did this in such a short time.
Right.
And how he set us up to meet and. And
well,
here we are today offering hope to more people.
See, a lot of people think, Lisa, that when you're a woman and you're in ministry, that and if you're older. You're not older, okay? I'm the older. You're the younger.
I'm right behind you.
I'm the older. You're the younger. They think that a lot of times women can't or should not do what we do. But there's a quality in you that, and in me, I receive it from the Lord. We're persistent.
Yes.
Now I've got notes here, and I'm looking at them.
Yes.
Because that's the word. The Lord says we're to be persistent. We're to have hope as an anchor for the soul that's sure and strong.
Yes.
That's in Hebrews.
Yes.
And there's people watching today, and they need that persistence. They've sat back and they've let the enemy just beat them down to a pulp.
And one thing...
And you see that. Talk about that a minute.
Well, one thing that I think as far as being in ministry and being a minister, and this is for anybody, one thing is that the Word of God says the last will be first. And I truly believe
yes.
that the Lord showed me this, Rose, that the last standing will be first.
Oh, wow.
And that's persistence. And we
wow.
have to be persistent in what we're called to do, because honestly,
that's powerful.
There's cemeteries everywhere. that are full of people that are called to minister hope, and they never fulfilled what God has called them to do.
Thank
and you,
you
have
Lord.
To be persistent in it. And you
yes,
have
honey.
To, you know, all that goes hand in hand. The persistence and the hope go hand in hand.
Yes,
and
Lord.
The faith, you know,
yes,
we have to have faith and know that God is in
yes,
control and
yes,
he's leading
yes.
and guiding and directing.
You had, and I'm looking at my note here, you had to have vision. You have to have vision. See, if you have no vision, if you have no thought of the future, you don't know what you're having persistence about, or you're not having it. You have to know what the future is. Now, we made a joke while we were waiting to get set up here to do the program. We're thinking about where we're going to go to eat at lunch. So that's a vision.
That's a vision.
But you know what? God has visions for us.
Yeah.
And he gave you the vision of this facility.
And when he gave me the vision, I seen large pallets of food and clothing.
Yes,
and I
Lord.
Said, Lord, what is this? But I felt the Lord so much in my spirit that I had to pursue it. I knew that there was something more that God had for me than just going to work every day and coming home and, you know,
mm-hmm.
the routine that we all fall into.
Right.
But I knew the Lord had a vision and a plan for my life.
Yes.
And just through prayer that day, 30 seconds
yes.
in the presence of the Lord, a
yes.
vision,
yes,
you know,
Lord.
And your life can change. And it did.
Thank you, Father.
And he just gave me hope in that.
Once he gave you this vision, you had to have something to follow it. And I've looked at my notes again over here, okay? I don't try to pretend things. I know I need God.
We all
and
do.
I know I need his love, his grace, his mercy. I know that people watching this program, that's what they need. They may think they need money. They may think they need a husband. They may think they need a wife. They may think they even need healing. But they need the love of God.
That's it.
And when we have the love of God, love and faith walk hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you got your vision, then you had to start walking in faith.
Oh, yes.
You had to, honey. I know about this because Mercy House Ministries started from the Lord speaking to me to help people.
Right.
And get my mind off of myself.
And we have to have the faith, but what keeps us going is the compassion.
Amen. Oh,
and when
praise
all
the Lord.
Else fails, there is
thank
compassion.
Yes,
and compassion
yes,
is love.
Yes, thank you.
Jesus, you know, he walked from town to town and he was moved with compassion. And we should be moved with compassion.
Yes,
and,
Lord,
you know, I heard a minister not long ago, Larry Jones, and he was talking about who is your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our neighbor is many.
Who's next to you?
And, you know,
yeah.
we can see our neighbor at the gas station,
mm-hmm.
in the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
In the Sunday school class.
Yes,
who
Lord,
is your neighbor?
You.
But that is something that the compassion is what has really, I guess, driven me or kept me, is the compassion and the love for the people. To me, it's all about the people.
The neighbor, and I'm glad you said that, the neighbor and the compassion of the Lord, the neighbor is your child.
Yes.
The neighbor is your husband. The
yes.
neighbor is the teacher of your child in school.
The relationships
whoever.
That we have in life is the most important
thing. It's whoever.
Thing. The relationships and the love that we have in those relationships.
Yes.
Whether
thank
it's
you,
a neighbor,
Father.
A friend, somebody we just meet, you know, for the first time, that can be our neighbor.
Take about 2 minutes and speak directly to people if the Lord's leading you. Is the Lord
okay.
leading you to speak
yeah.
speak directly to people for about 2 minutes, and then I'm going to close us out. Thank you, Father.
Rose, we talked about compassion, and
yes.
that's the very thing that drives us or keeps us
mm-hmm.
doing what God has called us to do. And there's somebody out there that may feel that compassion, and you've watched programs, and you hear your minister on Sunday, minister the word with love and compassion, but you are moved. And what we have to put behind that compassion is faith, because faith is movement and stepping out and saying, you know, I'm going to be a blessing to someone else. I'm going to reach out and give somebody else hope, encourage somebody else. Everybody doesn't have a pulpit ministry. Everybody can't minister on TV like Rose does and write books. But we are ministers to our neighbor, to
yes,
our family,
thank you,
to the
Lord.
People, those around us. And we should offer hope to everybody and let God just consume you with his love. And
you,
he will work through you and move through you in such a way.
Glory to you,
and
Father.
That's something I pray every day. Lord, increase my compassion. Never take it, but increase it, Lord.
Yes, Lord, thank
that
you.
We can be more compassionate to others. Because it's all about the people.
Thank you, Lord.
There's people out there.
You know, yes, it is, because the destination is not the focus.
No.
Feeding the people is not the focus. Loving the people is the focus.
That's it.
Loving the Lord is the focus. The food is the result of that.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Father.
And we feed people at the Center of Hope, and that's the physical need. But the mm-hmm. spiritual need mm-hmm. is our focus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, many families come into the center that wouldn't ever step into a church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may
mm-hmm.
feel like they're not accepted or received.
Yes.
But we take them in, and we love them.
Yes.
And we give to them. And through that giving, you can touch so many lives and so many hearts.
Lisa, the only thing I have wrong today or problem is we are going to be out of time.
That's okay.
And I hate that, honey.
Yeah.
We're going to do this again. We're going to be together in many ways.
Yes, I believe
and
that.
And I
too.
Know people are going to enjoy seeing you over and over again with me, not only on this program that airs many times, but on future programs. I've loved you being here with me.
Oh, I've loved
Can
being
I have
here.
An Italian kiss?
Yes.
We talked about that. Come on, three times.
Okay,
come
three.
On.
Oh, I'm going to learn that one.
She's got to learn the Italian kiss, folks. I want you to understand that as we stand before the Lord, He has all the hope that we ever need. He hopes in you, honey. He has confidence in you. And He wants you to have not only confidence in Him, but confidence in yourself in Him. That's the way the Lord operates. I have a vision for this program. I have a vision and a dream that this program is going to continue to expand and go on satellites and nationwide programs beyond what it already is. I have a vision for Center of Hope with Lisa. I have plans of God. See, He says He has plans, and His plans are my plans. And I want you to pray about it today. How would God have you help this ministry? How would He have you support this work? How would He have you sow into someone else's life? Down at the Center of Hope, how would He have you sow down there? How would He have you sow into Mercy House and Rose Ministry? Do what God tells you. Let Him give you the hope that He has for you. Let him build your faith. Let Him give you the strength that He desires for you. God has great strength beyond anything you can dream. And no matter what situation you're in, no matter what circumstances you're facing, God is the God of your hope. And He has plans for you, beloved, beyond anything you can dream. Get up out of that house. Get up off of your chair, your couch, wherever you're sitting, and stand before the Lord and say, Father, thank You. Thank You that You are giving me hope today. And that I can do all things, and I will do all things through Your Son, Jesus Christ, my Savior, who strengthens me. Thank You, Father. Thank You that You helped me today to have hope beyond anything I've ever dreamed. I give You glory and honor. I'll be back in just a minute to pray with you. I love you, and I'll see you in just a second. God bless you.
God's Royal Confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's Royal Confidence with a seed gift of any amount.
Praise the Lord. Before we close today, I've asked Lisa to share real quick a testimony that occurred when she called the ministry. So Lisa, will you share with us real quick, sweetheart?
Yes, Rose. The Lord had spoke to me to sow a seed into your ministry for a certain amount. And I said, well, Lord, you're going to have to send it to me. So in just a couple of days, I sit down at the table and I begin to write the check. And as I write the check, I get a phone call. And it's someone that had owed me money from maybe 6 years back, and it was the exact amount of that seed. Mm-hmm. But the power of that seed was, as I sowed it, there was something released, and it just snowballed. It was like a snowball effect mm-hmm. of blessings. Mm-hmm. Within 7 days, there was someone came into the center and said, "The Lord had spoke to us months ago to give you a check for your husband, a down payment on a truck." Mm-hmm. So the Lord blessed us that way. Also, the Lord has spoke to me to put our house on the market.
These are financial seeds.
Financial seeds. Mm-hmm. I sowed a financial seed. And, you know, you reap what you sow. If it's financial, you'll reap financial. Mm-hmm. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. And so also the next day, our house sold. And so it was just like a snowball effect of blessings from sowing that seed. And I know the power of sowing seed.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it was very effective, and I believe it's good ground. Mm-hmm. I'm very careful where I sow, and I always, you know, always pray that I'm led by the Spirit mm-hmm. and where to sow. And so it was very effective. So in about 7 day process, there was just huge blessings from that seed that I sowed into the ministry.
That day you committed that seed, you told me you didn't have it.
I didn't.
But the Lord told you to sow it.
Yes.
And you wrote it down. And
yes.
then he gave it to you.
Yes.
Isn't that glorious?
As I was writing it, I got a call from another state mm-hmm. that somebody had owed me money. It was the exact amount of the seed the Lord had spoke to me to sow. And it was unbelievable. It was just such a release. Even in my body, I was suffering, and it just left mm-hmm. in that. There's mm-hmm. so much mm-hmm. that was released in that, and mm-hmm. such blessing.
Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Lord. I wanted you to hear that, because this is something that happens constantly in the kingdom of God, not just in this ministry, folks. Sowing and reaping is exactly the way God set it up. If you sow despair, discouragement, frustration, anger, you're going to have huge bumper crops of that. And you know me, if you watch this program at all, you know that I teach the value and the determination of sowing and reaping. So today, I want you to understand that whatever you sow into the kingdom, whether it's in this ministry or in Center of Hope or your church or wherever it is, you sow that seed knowing you're going to reap. You're going to reap the benefits of it in finances and in kingdom glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for being with us, and we'll see you next time. Love you.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus as promised in John 10:10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life.